Put Taz in your washing machine, finest Taz you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
Taz brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
It was a stupid suggestion on your part, Rollins.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. Except that the experience was somewhat humiliating.
Humiliating? Ted, did you think for one minute that just because you had a talk with Maida, she'd change her mind about a divorce?
That's not the point.
I thought we understood each other. I had a definite reason for wanting you to go to see Maida. To try to talk her into a reconciliation.
I realize that. You want to make a good showing when we get to court. But what I'm interested in, Rollins, is the net result. You should know that Maida refused to permit me to see my son.
Well, you expected that, didn't you? All I hoped was that Maida would listen to reason. That you would be able to change her mind about this divorce action. But at least when the time comes, we can tell the judge that we've taken the first step toward a reconciliation.
You filed that answer to the bill of complaint, have you?
Oh, yes.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I realize, Ted, that you want to see the boy. We'll have to get a court order to permit you to see.
You're sure, are you, Rollins, that you can accomplish that?
Oh, no, Ted, there's no reason for you to be sarcastic. As to where we can go from here, well, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. If Maida won't listen to reason, there's little doubt in my mind that she'll get her divorce. And the custody of Chuck.
You mean to sit there and tell me I don't have a chance of stopping this divorce? Of having my son with me?
A very slim one, Ted. But look, an idea just occurred to me. I think I'll get in touch with Brandon.
Brandon?
Yes. It is possible that where you and Maida couldn't come to terms, that two attorneys who are not emotionally involved might be able to turn the trick.
Not emotionally involved? Do you think for one minute that Brandon is objective about this situation?
No, not entirely. But you see, I'm counting on Brandon's past affection for the boy to make him listen to reason. To show him that the only way out of this mess, for the boy's sake, is for Maida to go back home. Forget she ever wanted a divorce. Well, it's worth a try, Ted. There's everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Within a matter of minutes, Robert Rollins puts in a call to Ray Brandon and makes an appointment to see him in his office within the next half hour. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Look what Duzz is doing now, offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives, not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles. Four of these knives are actually worth $2, but Duzz offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Duzz box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular, large-sized Duzz box top.
Either way, you'll want Duzz for white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Duzz for white washes without red hands. Duzz does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
So get Duzz and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meat easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular, large-sized Duzz box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
Yes. Oh, yes, I was expecting him. Tell him to come in, please. Come in.
How are you, Brandon?
Fine, thank you. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it was nice of you to take the time to see me.
Not at all.
You know, Brandon, you and I haven't had a run-in for some time. I hope this doesn't turn out to be another run-in.
Well, that all depends, Rollins. What does Ted White want?
What do you think?
You're barking up the wrong tree, Rollins.
It's worth a try, isn't it? Believe me, I had to do a lot of talking before my client agreed to my seeing you today.
I can't quite believe that.
Well, it's true, nevertheless. He's ready to fight this divorce that Maida thinks she wants to the last ditch.
Really? Well, then tell me, Rollins, what was he doing in Selby Flats? Why did he try to talk Maida into a reconciliation?
He's just that kind of a guy, that's all.
Simple as all that.
Believe it or not, Brandon, yes. I don't think I need tell you that from the very beginning, Ted White wanted to do whatever was right, whatever was best for his son and Maida.
Why don't you just say his son?
Look, I'm here to see if there isn't some way you and I can get together and come to some sort of an agreement.
Agreement?
Yes. I know that if I didn't talk a little sense into Ted, he'd go all out and fight Maida.
But you know, don't you, Rollins, that regardless of what he might do, he doesn't have a ghost of a chance.
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Maybe you wouldn't say it, but if you didn't think it, you wouldn't be here.
Does Maida realize the publicity this divorce action is going to get?
I don't know why there should be too much publicity about it.
You're not new at this game, Brandon. Before the week is over, this case is going to make headlines. Not only the present suit, but everything that went before it.
Oh?
Why not? Maida White is being represented by Ray Brandon.
Oh, you know the stuff they dig up?
The custody suit? Why, you're surefire material in spite of the war headlines. I don't think there's a paper in Los Angeles that won't dig up that custody suit.
I'm not afraid of publicity, if that's what you're trying to get over.
Oh, I'm not thinking about you. I'm thinking of the boy. He's got enough background to live down as it is. An illegitimate child in the first place. The child who was adopted by you and your wife. An adoption that was set aside when you gave Chucky back to his real mother. Her marriage to White to give the boy an opportunity to be with his real father, to bear that father's name. The youngster being taken out of a normal home. It's human interest stuff, fella, and you know it. And on the other hand, you must realize, as I do, that Maida's charge that Ted's not been living with her. You don't believe that any more than I do.
You've been doing a lot of talking, Rollins. Suppose you listen to me for a change. I agree with you 100%. If Chucky could have both his parents, and if his home were a normal home, I'd go all the way with you. But I don't think you've been told the facts. I don't think you know what Ted's been doing to his son. What both Ted and you fail to recognize is that there's only one reason Maida wants out, and that's the boy.
You mean she sold you that bill of goods? A shrewd guy like you? She's got someone else on the string, Brandon. I've heard too much about Dr. Bowling. He's the real reason for the divorce.
I don't think you'd get very far if you tried to prove that, Rollins.
Oh, I'll admit I don't have any proof, but I know Maida, and so do you. Look, you gave that kid what you thought was a break once. Why don't you give him a real break now? From what I understand, he's pretty fond of his father.
I've seen the boy on several occasions. You haven't, Rollins. He's a different youngster from the one Charlotte and I had in our home.
And you're taking Maida's word that it's all Ted's fault.
I have to. Because I know White. And so do you, Rollins. He's made a lifelong practice of molding people. He's like a puppeteer whose puppets move as he wants them to. That's the key to his success in business. You see, Rollins, I've had first-hand experience with what Ted can do once he makes up his mind to do it. I know what he tried to do to Charlotte. And I know what he must be doing to a little guy.
I think perhaps you have a point, but I feel we can get around that point. I'm certain, Brandon, that given an opportunity, Ted will do an about-face. All I want you to do is promise me you'll talk to Nader, for the boy's sake.
How do I know he isn't better off without his father?
A boy, particularly, Brandon, needs a father as well as a mother. And don't forget that Chucky has great respect for his dad.
Respect, Rollins, that I believe is founded on fear.
Is that what Nader told you?
Didn't have to. If I thought that Maida and Ted could make a go of their marriage, I'd be the first one to try to talk Maida into going back home. But I wouldn't feel right in advising her to do something that very likely would be wrong. Wrong for the boy.
But you don't know. How can you? You heard only one side of the story. All I'm asking you to do, Brandon, is to talk to Maida. Tell her exactly what I've told you. To give this thing a chance. This time, I'll give you my word you'll be able to count on Ted in every respect.
Well, I suppose it's part of my job as an attorney to deliver your message to Maida. Other than that, Rollins, I can't promise you anything.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U. White whitewashes without red hands. Yes, white whitewashes without red hands. That does a special promise to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Next wash day, change to does. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove's because more goes into it. Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything.
Go for white whitewashes without red hands.
Get does today. Ray Brandon, acting in the capacity of her attorney, advises Maida of the result of his meeting with Robert Rollins in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.